American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. The FBI director gives an update on the investigation into Charlie Kirk's assassination.
Director Kash Patel says the FBI is meticulously investigating theories and questions and the possibility of accomplices. That matches comments Patel made to Congress last week, where he didn't rule out additional suspects and that the FBI was running down those who were involved in a group chat on the platform Discord involving the accused suspect and dozens of others. The Justice Department has also looked into ways to bring federal charges against the shooter, and the prosecutor in Utah has said he would seek the death penalty against the suspect, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
More than 95,000 people gathered at the State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, to honor the life of Charlie Kirk. President Donald Trump delivered remarks, saying every American suffered from Kirk's death.
Charlie's murder was not just an attack on one man or one movement. It was an attack on our entire nation.
Christian apologist Frank Turek says Charlie Kirk loved students and wanted to dialogue with them.
I mean, is it crazy they call somebody like Charlie Kirk a fascist? Do you know of any fascist who gives his opponent the microphone and says, go ahead, say whatever you want to say, let's have a dialogue? No, fascists kill their opponents. The guy who killed Charlie was a fascist, not Charlie. It's amazing how twisted some people get in trying to oppose people they don't like. Charlie wanted to dialogue with people. He wanted to bring them to the saving knowledge of Jesus.
President Trump attending the United Nations General Assembly in New York City today. The president says he will be meeting with more than 20 other heads of state. Lucas Tomlinson reports.
President Trump was just in the UK last week, meeting with the royal family and the prime minister. Now he's here at the United Nations. One of the first things on the agenda are all these countries that are now officially recognizing a Palestinian state. And that's something the United States and President Trump has been very clear about. The U.S. does not support a Palestinian state. Here's the president in the Oval Office late Friday.
Remember this, you can't forget October 7th either. People are forgetting October 7th. They forget it too quickly. That was one of the worst days in world history.
Today, 151 of the 193 UN member states recognize the state of Palestine, including yesterday some close U.S. allies.
Meanwhile, a messianic Jewish leader and strong supporter of Israel says the actions of the United Nations to punish the Jewish state is a reminder that we are very, very late in the game.
On Monday, the United Nations General Assembly will begin a three-day meeting. And Britain, France, Canada, Australia, and Belgium have all indicated they will support a resolution to recognize a Palestinian state. The United States, Israel, and a handful of other countries oppose the move. The future of so-called Palestine is high on the agenda. Jan Markell is founder and director of Olive Tree Ministries.
It indicates the mindset of the Western world. And the mindset of the Western world, and thank God for the Trump administration, who is not of this socialist, one-world globalist mentality. I believe they've been given over to depravity. I'm not talking about the people. I'm talking about these extreme leftist leaders, and they're leading their people astray, and they're leading them into a very dark alley where some terrible things could happen.
And Markell is convinced that this is a sign of the imminent return of Christ.
Absolutely, because the Bible says that in the last days, evil will wax worse and worse. I mean, it talks so much about end time delusion, deception, the decline of society. Again, that Romans 1 mentality is end times. So yes, all of this reminds me that we are very, very late in the game. Very, very late.
I'm Chad Groening.
U.S. stocks are drifting today as Wall Street lets off the accelerator. The S&P 500 dipped 0.1%, the Dow was down 103 points, and the Nasdaq Composite virtually unchanged. All three set their latest all-time highs on Friday. Driving the market have been hopes that President Donald Trump's tariffs won't derail global trade, and that the Federal Reserve will deliver several cuts to interest rates that will boost the U.S. economy. More news online at AFN.net. And download the AFN mobile app for your Apple or Android device. I'm Rusty Pugh.